commissioners orientation training in the end of May. We had a meeting. It was for training, and we did not have any decision making ability or on the agenda, so we couldn't make any decisions. But we had a lot of discussion about how we store our files and information, and who has access to them, and what's important and what's not. And I don't know if we can make any decisions at this point, but Robert, I know you're the thumb drive expert. Can you shed any light on this?
Well, to start with, I just took this over from Michael. The first meeting of this year, this machine wasn't working right, so I didn't get a chance to use it. Then the next meeting was virtual. This is the third one. So this is really the first time, and I'm sitting here having to do it during this, and it kind of takes my attention away. So I really think we need to do something about either getting these little drives to me before the meeting, like you guys mail them to me, or give them to me here and I mail them to you. But doing this during the meeting is not very nice.
Distracting, yeah.
I appreciate that.
I'm not sure, yeah.
We want your full attention, Robert.
Well, yeah. So, what was your question? I think I get really what you're
talking about. What do we need to make any decisions on what goes on the thumb drives or who has access to them?
Of course, they're for us for referring back for just past information that might help us with the present, situation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's it. They're for us. So I'm not sure who would ever else get a chance to even look at what's on there. And of course, the overwhelming majority of what's on there is just public knowledge. It's in the minutes. It's just other documents that I'm not sure they get their hands on, but they're not confidential. We have one separate folder for confidential things.
Okay.
So anyway, Kathy, do you ever change any thing? Because you handed me your drive, so. I kind of don't think so, because whatever I had is now you're going to have.
Exactly, yep.
So I guess what ran through my mind when I was looking at some of the documents, someone was doing updating. Maybe it was Michael. Which is really, it's great. Mm-hmm. So that would just be another part of what I'll have to pay attention to do, which is kind of one of my fun things to do anyway, writing and editing and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not sure. The biggest streamlining thing would be get someone else to do this. So, let me do it, not during a meeting. So that would be one straight one.
Hey, Mark?
Brent?
Robert, didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. See, I don't know.
Comment, Brent?
Well, it seems to me like one of the easiest ways that we can fix this problem, not only with keeping things updated on a regular basis, but also so that Robert doesn't have to do this during the meetings.
Or anybody else after.
Is get like a Dropbox account or Google Drive or something like that where we can upload everything up there, and then we just have to every now and then go on and download it ourselves.
Well, we need to figure out what we mulled that over, suggested that at the very beginning, you might say. So I kind of wonder, I think there was some kind of legal thing, and I'm not sure if Carlos or Carol or Kathy, if you remember any of this, or Carlos or Carol could find out, with this information that we do have on these things, which some of it is sensitive and most of it isn't. Where could we put it on some entity that's not state? Like Dropbox or, like you say, OneDrive.
Google Drive, yeah.
That would be a really good thing, because it would all be up there. Just like the people here, they've got that X Drive. Is it X? been a while since I... W Drive. So you guys swap things all across the state, you know, on the W Drive. So anyway.
Well, it has access limits, though, Robert. The W Drive does. It has security parameters, so you can't... Not everyone can view everything.
Well, yeah, we would just have to have access to one part of it, if there's different parts.
Yeah. Let me talk to Mike Hansen about that, because he did all that homework, and like you say, it was visited before, and back then, I think the main concern was security,
mm-hmm.
but these days, there are more and more security imposed on those programs, too. So maybe it's not an issue anymore, but I'll talk to Mike, because he will know the reasons.
Okay, well, and we should have done that ourselves, but can we put this on the agenda for the next meeting and just, we need to kind of have some kind of guidelines on how we're going to store any sensitive issue or information.
So, Mr. Chair,
yes.
Do you still want me to contact Mike, or one of you will do it, just to clarify?
If you would do it, I would appreciate it.
Yeah,
you probably understand that. What the state does now better than I do.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
I would appreciate it, so mm-hmm. thank you. And we'll just, and Robert, I appreciate you keeping up with the thumb drives. It's
yep, back to work. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We might have to put you in a security booth or something.
Yeah, that's where you get the $70.
And then I was just going to say that, I lost my train of thought, but it was a good idea several years ago when Mike started compiling all this information, because we do have a rich history and we want to kind of revisit the things we did and why. And we got a lot of great information to transcend who's ever the current board. So I think that's a great thing that we're doing. So thank you. Next thing on the agenda is officer elections. And what we do is every year we have elections for the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary. And since I'm the chair, I want to ask the vice chair to run the nomination process for the chair.
Yes. Do I need a microphone? Or?
You need a microphone. Okay. I'll pass this over.
All right, are there any nominations for the chair of the Board of Commissioners?
I nominate Mark Bolger.
Are there any other nominations for the chair? Are there any other nominations for the chair? Okay, one more time. Are there any other nominations for the chair? All right.
You want to do a roll call vote?
Do you accept, Mark?
I would. I do accept, and I appreciate the opportunity to do it. And it's easy when you have a great board and it's such an outstanding agency. So it's been exciting and rewarding.
I'm glad we asked you. Uh-huh. All right, that's good.
Oh, you don't want a speech, huh?
No, that's good. But I think that would have been the normal thing to ask. Would you accept?
Yeah. Okay. If I wouldn't, I'd have been gone by now.
All right, so let's see who's in favor. So I'll start out.
I'll do the vice. Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'll do roll call. Robert?
Yes.
Kimberly?
Yes.
Mark will abstain, and then Becky?
Yes.
And Brent?
Yep.
All right, thank you so much. And I guess I can get the microphone back now, Robert.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. The next board position will be vice chair, and Robert has done that for a couple of years now, and done it great. I'm going to ask for nominations for vice chair.
I nominate Ms. Kimberly Schubart.
Would you accept?
Yes.
All right. Any other nominations? any other nomination, commissioners? Any other nominations? Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call vote. Robert?
Yes.
Kimberly?
Do I vote or abstain?
You can vote, Tyler.
Yes.
I like that. Okay. And Mark will say yes, yes. Okay, and then Becky?
Yes.
And then Brent?
Yep.
Okay, and I'm just going to say it's we've kind of had a board tradition when a board member's near the end of their term, and Robert, your next year will be your final year.
Correct.
We like to use that final year to mentor someone else to take over that position. And I talked to Robert, and he's more than willing to share all he knows. And he's done a great job, and I'm confident that Kimberly will do a good job too. So the final position on the board for officer is secretary. And currently Becky is the secretary. I will entertain nominations for secretary.
I nominate Brent.
Okay, I hear the nomination of Brent. Brent, would you accept the secretary position?
Yeah.
Awesome. Do we have any other nominations for secretary? Any other nominations for secretary? Any other nominations for secretary board members? Hearing none, I'll do a roll call vote. Robert?
Yes.
Okay.
Well,
put that flash down. Drop down.
Well, Joseph was a louder than Mark.
Okay. Okay, then, sorry there. Kimberly.
Yes.
And Mark says yes, of course. And then I'll have Becky?
Yes.
And Brent?
Yep.
Yes, awesome. And again, it's kind of nice we've got some old experienced board members that are going to help our newer board members to transition in the next year. And I feel very comfortable with Kimberly and Brent in those positions, and I'm sure they'll do an outstanding job. So congratulations, everybody. And also, before I forget, thank you, Robert, for your service as vice chair.
Yes, sir.
And thank you, Becky, for your service as secretary. You have served this board and the state agency very well, and we're going to continue to rely on you until your last day. Okay. Now we have 11:30. Well, the agenda item says 11:30, but my clock says 11:06, so we're down to final announcements. And Kathy, can you refresh the board's memory? Where is our next board meeting going to be and when?
The next board meeting is scheduled for November 7th. That's a Saturday in Omaha.
Awesome.
And the focus topic is tentative.
Tentative?
It was going to be the science project.
All right. Is that still a possibility, Carlos?
I don't think so.
Okay. So the board, we need as commissioners to come up with a focus topic. So anybody got any ideas?
Well, we really didn't fit. And wasn't there more on Outlook Nebraska that we were going to look into when we had visited? Wasn't there something else that they wanted to share with us? I just can't even remember.
Well, the only thing I would say, I having not spoken to them, I would hate to commit
kinda,
them one way.
Yep.
Now I can certainly commit the agency for a focus topic, but with the approval of Carlos. But my, you know what? Would it be possible to do like a surviving the COVID-19 recap? Would that what we've learned?
That would be appropriate.
You know, I think every challenge creates opportunities, and I'd like to kind of know what were the positives of this experience, and you know, maybe we could even have maybe one of the consumers that you served or two, the impact that they made. I could probably find a couple just from who I've talked to. But any other thoughts on a focus topic?
Mark?
Yes, Brent.
Actually, I was just going to say I really like your idea. Not just learning about, you know, what we've learned, the positive negatives, but also looking back how we see that this is going to affect our services in the future as well, as far as anything that we can, even after this whole pandemic is over, can take this and say, hey, this was a good idea then, let's use it now too. So.
I'm a believer, another word for challenge is opportunity, and sometimes you're forced to do things differently. Sometimes when we're forced to do things differently, we do something that's better that we could have never tried before. So, Carlos, is that okay that you could assign the people to do that focus topic?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, and I'd like to see your viewpoint of it too and hear it, because you know you've had to orchestrate that, and I don't know if you can also do a little research on what other states have done.
That's what I'm thinking too. I mean, several phone calls and we share those experiences. I can bring that up too.
And I will say based on what I've seen and you've shared, that Nebraska has been a leader in being able to provide services during this pandemic, and it couldn't have been done without the vision of the executive director, the leadership team, and the center director, and all the supervisors, and most importantly, the staff. You know, when you care about what you do, you just find ways to do it. That's what our strength is we've got a great staff, and we care about helping blind people live prosperous as life as they can. So I think that's great. Well, thank you. Do we have, and that's going to be in Omaha, and Nancy, you here?
No.
If it's like every other year, we'll have it at 1313 Farnham Street.
More than likely, yeah.
And we'll get the arrangements. But any other final announcements, board?
Nope.
Good job.
Public, any last comments? Okay, Jim, you had your chance. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just a question about lunch. Do you guys want those who order lunch to eat here or conference room, or what is the issue?
I can eat anywhere, so whatever you think.
Is this your coffee?
There's a lot of room here, but
yeah, there's plenty of room in here.
Do we have this room all day? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Do it here.
If we can do it here, that'd be great.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Well, again, thank you everybody for spending your day with us. You know, it's been a long time since they've done a Friday.
I would do it again.
Yeah. What?
I would do it again.
Okay. Well, I guess maybe we'll talk about that sometime, but. I'm glad that some of the staff can have a true weekend. So, with that, we'll adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right,
good job.